a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for being part of our World Travel Get-Together. Mary and I are happy to have you here for the latest installment of our Chief Travel Leader Series. Before we delve into the female business travel market with Carolyn Pearson, the CEO of Maiden Voyage, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by LifeLock.com that now includes Norton Security.
We do, and I'm sure you've heard about the 50 million Facebook users who had their accounts hacked. 50 million.
That's crazy.
It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
But we also want to let you know about something else to look out for. The National Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Center is warning of malicious cyber activity centered on the recent Hurricane Florence that involves fraudulent emails containing links or attachments that steer people to malicious websites.
Use caution with any email with a subject line, attachment, or hyperlink related to the hurricane recovery. Scammers are also using social media and unsolicited text as well, so be careful on that. This stuff, folks, it never stops, because there are so many threats in today's connected world, and it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. When you have LifeLock with Norton, you gain peace of mind, because if there ever is a problem, they have agents who will work to fix it. Join now, and for the first year, get an additional 10% off the low starting price of just $7.99 a month, plus a $25 Amazon gift card. Go to LifeLock.com, use promo code RM, you'll get the offer, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, joining us for today's Chief Travel Leader interview, all the way from Leeds, England, is Carolyn Pearson, the CEO of Maiden Voyage. Carolyn and her team have created a successful network of professional women business travelers in 80 countries with the belief that travel should be safe, liberating, and exciting. To maximize our time today, we'll let Carolyn share other details, so let's get right to the show hotline and welcome Carolyn.
Carolyn, nice to connect with you today. Thanks for joining Mary and me for the exclusive Chief Travel Leader interview.
Hi, good afternoon, Robert. Lovely to chat with you.
Lovely to chat with you as well. So listen, last weekend, Mary and I, we celebrated our 23rd wedding anniversary, and really for the 25 years or so that I've known Mary, you know, we've traveled extensively, probably to hundreds of different places, you know, in different parts of the world, but we don't always travel together. And candidly, I've always been more concerned about Mary's solo travel than any time I travel on my own. And I share that with you because there are some realities that women need to be aware of when traveling, which is one of the reasons we wanted to have you on the show today, because they should feel as comfortable enjoying cities or various destinations the same way that I might. So is that partially what led you, you know, to leave your corporate jobs with companies like Sony Music or KLM, the BBC, EasyJet back in 2008 to start Maiden Voyage?
Absolutely. So it's no secret amongst my friends and family that I absolutely adore traveling. I love it. And it's my raison d'etre to empower other women to get out and see this beautiful planet and see some of the places that are there waiting for them.
Right. I love your passion. Let's dig in a little bit about some of the service. Please share with us and everyone that's listening today some of the services that you do offer for female travelers out there.
Of course. So we have primarily a social network. So for women who are traveling by themselves, they can register on Maiden Voyage and find other women who are traveling to the same city. Mm-hmm. We've also got 80 ambassadors around the world, so they can connect with the local ambassador and find out all the different things to do, the cultural difference for women traveling to that area. We also recommend female-friendly hotels, so hotels that have got specific safety features, comfort features, and well-being features for women. And we also provide female traveler safety training, which is in classroom form, or it's also in e-learning modules.
There's a lot there. Yeah. Absolutely. And I want to dig right now into the global ambassador team that you have. 2 years ago, Mary and I, we took this show to Sydney, and we caught up with a gentleman named Graham from the Global Greeter Network. It's a great organization that we now recommend to travelers. They're in over 130 cities around the globe, run by locals and free to travelers of all types. And Graham showed us his city in a way that, frankly, no guidebook or web posting ever could. I want you to explain to us how your global ambassador team can help female travelers enjoy new cities and the range of things that they can provide, because it's vast.
Well, we like to call ourselves a female foreign office, more colloquially, really your friend in every city. So I would recommend that our members get in touch with an ambassador even before they've arrived, so that they can understand things like the dress code, the culture, the legalities, things that they need to do. But an ambassador might recommend a restaurant to go to. They might recommend a women's networking event. So really, these are women who are passionate, really passionate about their cities, love to share their secret little black books, and you get to see things that not all the tourists be seeing.
Right. I love the way you describe it as a friend in every city.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
A friend. I love it.
If you're just tuning in for today's Chief Travel Leader interview, Robert and I are speaking with Carolyn Pearson, the CEO of MaidenVoyage.com. Carolyn, every now and then on the show, we do talk about our own personal recommendations for safety. My number one thing is don't stay on the first floor of a hotel if you can avoid it. Robert likes to encourage listeners to get a small rubber door stopper from a hardware store and just kind of place it under the entrance of your hotel room so nobody gets into your room. But I want you to dig deeper with us. I really want to talk about your certified female-friendly hotels. This is really interesting to me. What do you specifically require for a hotel to get the certification, and how many properties do you currently have?
Oh, Robert, you're absolutely spot on with the door stopper.
Yeah.
And that leads me into our number one criteria for a female-friendly hotel. If you're staying in a hotel that's got two independent door locks, which means that they can't be overridden by a master key, or if two people are allocated the same bedroom, then you can throw the door stopper away. So number one criteria for us is double-locking doors. But also, as women travelers, sometimes we are rather polite. My motto is that politeness should come secondary to personal safety. So if a hotel announces your room number out loud, I'd be really inclined to push back and say, could you give me a different hotel room now, and this time not announce it to everybody who's listening in.
Very smart.
But other things that we're looking for is, you know, some comfort factors as well, because nobody wants to be a contortionist when they're trying to dry their hair but there's no mirror close to the plug socket.
Right.
And, of course, also looking for some good quality toiletries, of course.
Right. And very, very smart about the room number announcement.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
And about politeness being second. I think that's a good reminder for all of us women.
Yeah.
How many properties in the network, roughly, do you have? How many hotels?
About 100 properties in different countries around the world. So we're absolutely looking to expand that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're traveling to countries like Saudi Arabia, South Africa, many, many different places, when women may feel a little bit nervous, we can generally recommend somewhere that's safe, that's got those all-important double-locking doors.
Well, and I respect the fact that, you're certifying these. It is something for folks to check out. All right, so since this is our Chief Travel Leader portion of the program, I mentioned earlier that you left positions in the corporate world to start MaidenVoyage.com a decade ago. You know, what are one or two of the things that you're most proud of where you've had strong and measurable results or impactful results that you look back at and say, wow, we've really come a long way?
Oh, well. One day I was contacted by a Silicon Valley tech giant who said that they had been watching us and our growth with interest over the last few years, and they wanted to know what we could do for their company. Sadly, I can't say their name, but they flew me out to Silicon Valley, and we ran a travel safety training workshop. And 2 years later, I'm so proud and excited to say that we've trained over 600 staff at that company. It's one of the world's coolest tech companies. And so every day when I see them putting money into our bank account, I feel that I have to pinch myself that we've come so far.
Well, that's terrific. Congratulations on that. Carolyn, last question from me for any women travelers in our audience who are listening right now. How do they sign up if they're interested? How do they explore this? And what does it cost?
So for individual travelers, you'll be pleased to know it's absolutely a free service. So all you need to do is go to www.maiden-voyage.com and sign up. And we offer really personal service. So once you've signed up, we will call you to welcome you to the network wherever you are in the world, any time of day that suits you, just to make sure that you're female so that we keep the network nice and secure.
Right. Terrific.
So you've got a lot going
on
there.
What a fantastic
service. You know,
when I
came across you on LinkedIn, I think what you're offering is absolutely terrific. Folks, the website, again, very simple. It's just maidenvoyage.com. So again, you've got maiden, M-A-I-D-E-N. Put a hyphen there.
Right, there we go.
Maiden-voyage.com. And check that out. So I guess the last thing for you, any growth that you have coming in the next 6 months to a year that we should be looking for?
Well, we are increasing our number of trainers. So in the next few weeks, we've got trainers operating in California, Paris, and in Germany and the UK. So we really are spreading our tentacles right across the world.
Well, Carolyn, listen, we're going to continue to follow you. What you're offering is great. From one fellow entrepreneur to another, congratulations on your success and best wishes as you continue to grow and evolve, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right, there goes Carolyn Mary, and we've got a friend in every city. I like that right now.
Fantastic service.
It is.
Really.
Folks, as we pause for this quick break, a reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. And remember that we archive all of the hours of our national broadcast on our website at rmworldtravel.com. It is so great having all of you out there tuned in today to us around the nation and around the world. We'll be right back.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.